By one estimate, Americans owe nearly $1.5 trillion in student loan debt. Another says the average student owes more than $30,000. This problem has been percolating for a while, but how did we get here? For some perspective, we turn to Thomas Adam. He's a professor of transnational history at the University of Texas at Arlington who's written about this. And Thomas, at what point did higher education go from being seen as a public good to a private one? I mean, was it a hard change or did it evolve over time?
It was a paradigm shift, but it was a paradigm shift which went over a couple of decades. Actually, it occurred between 1910 and 1930. But it was a very visible one because before that time, college in the United States was more or less tuition-free. And that system of tuition-free education came to an end sometimes between the 1910s, 1920s because of a shift in the student population. In the 19th century, most students came from middle-class background and became teachers, became ministers, became engineers. And the education, the training of people with this background was seen as something benefiting society. In the 1910s, 1920s, the number of students from upper-class background increased, and especially at the private colleges, such as Harvard College. And it is that change in the student population which caused donors such as Rockefeller, such as Harmon, to argue, to suggest that these students should pay for their own education.
Was there less student aid or tuition waivers available at that time, given that shift, because donors were sort of getting on board with, hey, students, you know, should have some skin in the game here. If it's benefiting them, they should pay for it.
Up to 1920, there were many scholarship funds which were given to universities by private donors. And in the 1920s, these donors started to ask for the universities to transform these scholarship programs into student loan funds.
Well, at what point do you think that we kind of entered the crisis that we are in now, which is the extent to which student loan debt saddles so many college graduates?
Tuition has been increased very slowly, very gradually, if we look at the last 200 years. If you take, for instance, the example of Harvard College, from 1850 to 1910, there was only one tuition hike. In the 1920s, 1930s, I think there was a total of three tuition increases. And then after 1945, again, we have a rather stable time of tuition. And then we come to the 1980s, 1990s, and then tuition rises very, very strongly, very, very quickly. The crisis we have currently is caused by the tuition increases in the last 20 to 30 years. It began in 1995. From 1995 to 2015, tuition at private and state universities rose by something like 200%. If we compare this to inflation at the same time period, it is only 56-57%. So tuition is actually grew four times as fast as all other prices.
One of the things we hear about so much as to the reason that tuition goes up, both here in Arizona and elsewhere, especially with public universities, state schools, is that state support for higher education was cut, in some cases dramatically, during the Great Recession, and in some cases has started to climb back up, in others has not. I'm wondering about the historical roots of that as far as how state support for public universities changed over time relative to both the amount of tuition students had to pay and the percentage of students maybe who were responsible for paying it.
That is a very hard question to answer. The issue with tuition is that tuition is not calculated only or even primarily by financial considerations. So we have to look into this context of how is tuition actually determined. And if we look historically at the part tuition played in overall university funding, tuition accounted never for more than 30% of tuition funding, private and state universities, if we aggregate all of these numbers together. So to have a causal relationship between state support decline and tuition hike, this is very complicated.
With all of the discussion going on now about the role of higher education and the types of majors that students choose and whether or not financially it's worth it to go to university in some cases, Where do you think we are as a society right now on this sort of continuum of university being a public good versus an individual good?
This is the main argument, one of the main arguments of the article I wrote for The Conversation, that this image of a college degree as something personal, as something individual, which leads to careers, which leads to enrichment of an individual, carried over from the 1930s to the present time. The problem is that university, that the student population, the place of university in society has changed so much. In the 1930s, about 5-7% of the American population got a college degree. Today, these numbers are very different, but yet we still have this hold over this stereotypical image of the 1930s. We need to have a discussion which goes beyond money, which goes beyond financing, and have a discussion about what is the place of college education in American society today, and how are we willing to pay for it? Is a college education a public good, or is it a personal pursuit?
Thomas Adam is a professor of transnational history at the University of Texas at Arlington.